All news, all the time. SiriusXM Road Dog Trucking News is on the air. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Call Mark Willis now at 888-876-2336. Weigh in on the top news stories. Road Dog Trucking News starts right now.
Hey drivers, it is hour number two of SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking News, heard live all across North America. Guys, do you remember the TV program MASH from many, many years ago? Man, I'm sure you do. Remember some of the great names like Alan Alda, Loretta Swit, who was on the program as well. Think about Harry Morgan. Remember that name from years ago? But I've got a real treat for you coming up in a few minutes. I've got one of the stars of MASH joining us on the program on the Lighten the Load Up on Friday segment of the show. First, though, I'm going to bring on board Devonna Moore, who is with the Kansas Department of Transportation. She is the Assistant Bureau Chief of Transportation Planning at KDOT. And we're going to talk a little bit about what they're doing, guys, about helping you out when it comes to the truck parking situation we just talked about for the last 30 minutes or so. And I want to welcome you to the program. Devonna, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
It is wonderful to chat with you. You are live across North America. More than a million people are listening to you. So thank you for doing this and spending a few minutes with us on the program about this. A little background about what you do as far as working with KDOT. What is your role there?
So thank you for having me. And no pressure at all. Just a million people. That's nothing. What I do at KDOT, I am an assistant bureau chief. You're like, well, what does that mean? My background is in planning. I focus on efforts in transportation planning, looking at things we could do in the future currently. And, you know, what we've done in the past to make sure we don't repeat mistakes. So it's kind of a long-term process, but my main job is really to look over the multimodal efforts in, at KDOT, which includes freight as well. We work a lot with the freight community, not only with trucks, but also with rail. And so this project is really something that we are all really excited about. Me working at KDOT, I'm also representing seven other states within the MASTA region that are also deploying this project that we're going to talk about.
Okay, yeah, the project entitled the Truck Parking Information Management System that is underway. You mentioned eight states that are involved with this. All of it's designed to help long-haul truck drivers find a safe, convenient parking spot along some of the major interstate corridors. What are you guys doing? Are you looking at maybe providing a live data feed that is going to transmit parking availability out there? How does that work?
Yeah, so what it is, we will have a live data feed, and what that does is provide like your third-party app developers like TruckerPath app and other similar applications to help truck drivers get from A to B. What they can do is get this information from us to determine where they can find some parking information along these designated routes. So we have along I-70, I-94, you know, in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Iowa, we have a lot of locations where we're going to have this information available.
Okay.
And so what's different about this versus maybe some other applications is that we spent about $30 million on this project using technology to develop real-time information. And so what you're going to see not only on the data feeds through the application developers who chooses to pick that up, You will also start to see signs on the road right now that are currently being constructed. You've probably seen some in Michigan and Wisconsin, and I know we are wrapping up construction here in Kansas in I-70. And you'll see these signs that will tell you, hey, we got parking, this many spaces available at this exit. And then you can also see the next two exits where trucking information may be available and parking may be available. So that gives the driver an opportunity to determine, okay, maybe I, you know, can't park here, but I have another hour or so I can go down to the next exit and know I can get parking there.
Yeah, and talk a little bit about what's going on in the Kansas Turnpike. And a short little thing from me years ago, I was commuting back and forth between Dallas, Fort Worth, and Kansas City. And I was a general manager for one of the radio stations up there. And one of the things I did notice is the fact that on the Kansas Turnpike, you might have one travel center, but the next travel center is going to be 50, 60 miles away. Is the Kansas Turnpike going to be one of the areas where additional parking is going to be provided? It seems like that stretch goes on for miles and miles without any relief for the drivers.
Yes, you know what, the KTA, or the Kansas Turnpike, which is a separate entity from KDOT, but we are also sister organizations, they will be participating in this truck parking information management system. Now, not under the grant that we received, because, you know, they are a private entity, but they will be doing a similar project and deploying at the same time that we are. So you will start to see those signs on I-35 as you approach through Kansas and see those information at those locations that you indicated.
Okay. Kansas, such a beautiful state. So many great people there. I've got to get ready to wrap this up. Is there a website maybe where drivers can find some more information out about this? Where can they go?
Absolutely. They can go to trucks with an S, trucksparkhere.com to learn more about the project. We will be going live officially through all the 8 states January 4th, 2019. We're doing some testing right now. We've done outreach. I've talked to people at the National Private Truck Council. I even went to the Truckers Jamboree a couple of weeks ago in Iowa. Met a lot of great people there. So I've been really trying to get out there and make sure the word is out there, because we want people to know that this is a solid project, but solid technology, the $30 million behind it. We want to make sure that everybody knows about it and knows that they can trust it.
You know, Devonna, what I'd like to do is, as we go into September, I'm going to get you back on board where we can do a whole hour on this. This
Absolutely.
Is such a major issue for the trucking industry, is finding adequate parking space for the drivers. If you get an opportunity, send me the links to all of this where I can maybe post it up on our social media site as well. And again, drivers, my thanks to the guest for this couple of minutes, Devonna Moore with the Kansas Department of Transportation. And again, they are really being very proactive, partnering up with a number of states in the truck parking information management system designed to find you guys space that you need to park for the night. All right, you know, it is Friday, guys.